mad as hell.
We don't know who unleashed these thugs on the streets of Cairo. Whoever they are, there needs to be accountability here.
Clashes in Egypt are unsettling U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley.
U.S. government officials are fond of saying they are running out of patience or of declaring certain steps unacceptable. But when the patience runs out, what is accountability? Making Mubarak do what? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. There's a live feed once again from Tahrir Square in central Cairo, where things are quiet this morning on this Thursday, February 3rd.
And we're going to Cairo for the top of the news this morning. The battle for the future rages on. Those are clashes that continue on the fringes of Cairo's Tahrir Square. A wave of supporters unleashed by President Mubarak tries to wrestle control of the square from pro-democracy protesters. Right now, the military seems to be taking a larger role, positioning tanks and soldiers between the two sides after they refused to take sides during yesterday's skirmishes. John Lyon, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC in Cairo, reports the military may be on the verge of joining the protesters.
I've been talking to a retired army general. He's well-connected, and he knows the tank crews themselves out in the square. He's had conversations with them this morning, and they have told him that they are now willing to open fire on the pro-government demonstrators if they, in turn, start shooting at the protesters again.
Also this morning, Egypt's prime minister apologized for the violence but denied organizing the violent pro-Mubarak mobs. It's a claim that now seems implausible.
Overnight, Mubarak supporters laid siege to the square, pounding anti-government protesters with machine gun fire and Molotov cocktails. Some protesters dug in near the main entrance to the square but took casualties anyway. This doctor treated some of the wounded.
I saw a lot of injured people, from 300 to 400, at least. All kinds of injuries from sharp objects, a lot of fractures, and some people lost their eyes.
Casualty counts are sketchy at best. At least 6 people were killed, 200 wounded during a single hour of fighting. As the sun rose, protesters still held the square, and hundreds rushed to the scene to join them. And as you heard, they're once again battling Mubarak supporters armed with knives and sticks in certain parts of the square right now.
A cautious White House continues to walk the line on the situation. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says President Mubarak needs to take immediate steps toward a democracy, but it stopped short of calling for Mubarak to step down.
President Mubarak has a chance to show the world exactly who he is by beginning this transition that is so desperately needed in his country and for his people now.
The State Department says any American still in Egypt who wants to leave must head to the airport immediately. Chartered evacuation flights are unlikely after today.
To Yemen now, a sense of uprising in that country. Tens of thousands of anti-government protesters are now on the streets of Sana'a calling for the end of the current regime there. Yesterday, Yemen's president pledged not to seek another term. Most Asian markets are closed for the Lunar New Year. We'll have more on the celebrations there, not on the markets, a little later on in the program. European markets are down. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,041. The S&P opens at 13,104. And the Nasdaq opens at 2749.
Well, later this hour, D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick will talk about the failed attempt to get the repeal of the health care law through the Senate. But first, we'll go back to Egypt for the latest on the details there. We're going to hear actually from two pro-Mubarak Egyptians who are not out on the streets. And why don't they want to protest? Why are they still supporting their government? They'll explain. Also, the New York Times' Nick Kristof joins us once again with the very latest details from Tahrir Square and the streets of Cairo. That's in just a few minutes. If you have a response to what's going on in the Middle East, in Egypt, in Yemen, anywhere over there, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.